Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. New at the UMD Tweed Museum of Art is a ceramic exhibit called Resurfaced and Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics, including ceramic works from Pablo Picasso to Peter Vokos, both from the Tweed Collection, as well as our very own UMD professors contributing to the show. It's on display for a whole year, but as the academic year progresses, the public is invited to meet and mingle with the artists and inspirations through the Tweed Museum's Tweevenings, starting September 30th with the opening reception. We rejoin our conversation with two of the curators or jurors of the show, and they talk about their favorites and the work of their own they've contributed to the exhibit. UMD professors Jim Klug and Elizabeth James.
I'm Jim Klug. I'm the department head at Art and Design at UMD, and I'm a ceramist working with hand-built vessels.
I am Elizabeth James. I am a ceramic instructor at UMD, and I work with clay.
You are both part of a new exhibit at the Tweed Museum.
Well, it's called Resurfaced and Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics, and it's an overview through the lens of both the Tweed Museum's collection of ceramics, which is pretty extensive, and augmented by the Harlow collection from Bemidji State University and a few works by area ceramists as well.
Tell us just a little bit about the visiting collection from Bemidji.
Basically, the show was a really interesting attempt to get not only the UMD faculty who get involved in curating shows sometimes, but also area potters and ceramists as well. So Bob Husby, Dorian Ballou, Richard Grushala, you know, all well-respected potters who happen to live in our region, met with Joan. Liz and I met as well, and basically sort of helped her. She would share what she was thinking about in terms of dividing the 20th and early 21st century up into themes, and the idea is we would each help select. We would go into the Tweed collection and select works.
What of your work is in it?
I picked, originally I was submitting another piece, and then I decided to recreate a piece I did specifically for an exhibition I had at the Duluth Art Institute, and so I went on ahead and did another wall assemblage. Basically, it is a very pixelated panoramic view of Lake Superior. And I really, really wanted to give credit to our region and such, and I thought that would just be an absolute lovely venue to present this with. So,
when you say pixelated, I bet people don't know that means lots and lots of pots on the wall.
The security gentleman at the Tweed Museum came up to me the other day and said, 87.
And Jim, what's in the show from you?
It's a piece from a few years back called Specific Things, and we basically did sort of self-select for it, and I thought it would be good because one of the pieces I loaned to the exhibition is a small ceramic slab by the Chicago graphic designer, ceramist Scott Wrench. And it's got imagery back in the day from like the early Macintosh system, you know, so, and it's sort of this postmodern mashup of text and image. And so I picked something that, you know, I thought was sort of maybe one step more recent from that, you know, my own stuff.
All right, your pieces aside, do you have a favorite local or Minnesota artists that are in this show?
Well, you know, I picked one. It's a Marty Pearson pot. It's kind of an interesting form. You kind of imagine a molar, shape of a molar tooth with a cylinder on top. It's really quirky, but it's absolutely beautiful and well-resolved, and it's one of the ones I chose to write about, you know, because I like it. I've got former students' work in there. There's a lot of regional people in among the big names that are really nice to see.
Anything that jumps out at you that... You were thrilled to make the cut.
Local and regional, probably Todd Shanafelt, because his piece has not been exhibited. It was purchased a few years ago, but it has not been brought out and exhibited to the general public. And he is an instructor at Minnesota State Mankato. It's abstracted, it's lush, it's organic, it introduces other components, so it's not just ceramics. It's an exciting piece.
Resurfaced and reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics will hold its opening reception on Tuesday, September 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. with music from the Deja Vu Drifters, refreshments, and artists in attendance. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife. Music by Willie Murphy with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Listen to this episode again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. And if you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.